Save money and retrofit your older machines with used precision ag technology. Stay tuned for buying tips on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Commodity Classic is the place to help you manage your farm during challenging times.
I think it helps you kind of hedge your bets the way commodity prices are, and we're working on tight margins. You can talk to different companies and different reps and kind of get an idea of what's new and coming out, and give you an idea of what would work on your place. And it also gives you an idea of what people throughout the country are doing.
See your future clearly at Commodity Classic in San Antonio, Texas, February 27th through 29th. Discover more at commodityclassic.com.
Have you heard of a good way to deter coyotes? What about a hay sleigh? Or how to get twice the light in your machine shed? These ideas were submitted to the All Around the Farm and Idea of the Month in Successful Farming magazine. If you have an idea for saving money, labor, or time that could offer a real solution to landowners, farmers, and ranchers, we'd like to hear it. Enter your quick fix or proven solution today at agriculture.com/idea entry. That's agriculture.com/idea entry.
Trading in used precision agricultural gear has been on the increase, meaning you can add this technology to your older machines at reduced prices. Dealers, live auctions, and websites are selling used precision equipment. Dave Mowitz is the executive machinery editor for Successful Farming magazine. He says the display is the hot item, but because of a trend of selling components separately, you should always ask what else is included with the purchase.
Is it just the display that you're buying, or does that include the display and the receiver and the cables and the mountings? The other thing is, what activations come with that? Some of them will come with activations. The important thing about activations, that's actually the software or the webware that makes the display work when it's being used for guidance.
Buying an activation separately can cost as much, if not more, than the display. Mowat says another consideration is noting how old the display is.
This is a must when it comes to touchscreens, because often touchscreens won't last more than 5 or 6 years. So if you get an older display, you may discover that the touchscreen's gone. So if they're about 5, 6 years old, maybe older than that, you may have to replace the touchscreen itself on the unit.
If that information isn't available, get the device's serial number and contact the manufacturer for a build date. Try to purchase a unit in its original box with the owner's manual. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about buying used precision gear and get 2 free appraisals of your own equipment at agriculture.com.